Ion, I had a quick question. Probably the last 2 or 3 weeks had a situation where I was put in sort of a passive state. I felt kind of like I was outside of my
You've been myself. Passive all your life.
Pretty much, but this was a pretty...
Or
this
passive was a, state.
It was a heightened state of being in a receptive sort of state.
It's a lesser state. It's not a more receptive. It's not a heightened sense. It's a lower, lessened sense.
Right. I felt kind of numb, I guess.
Okay.
I was just curious what that experience was about, because it was an obvious difference to me.
You got to look at the cause of it. Now, when I look at this, you don't want this. You don't want this answer everywhere. So now you're going to have to say, let's make a squeal. Here you go. You have to go, what got you the position to come to this place? When you were in this place, what made you go with it? And how did you retrieve or recover? And in the recovery, that's the answer to your question. You don't want us to go through those particulars and details. We can. We can. It's delicious. We enjoyed it all very thoroughly. However, everyone else may not.
Yeah. Okay. I can leave it and just sort of think about it or consider it.
Don't leave it. Tear it up. But what made you want to go? When you got there, why did you want to stay? And then if it wasn't good, why did you come back?
So I did some traveling there.
Well, last week when you talked about oxygen going away and there'll just be an isotope of oxygen, will that affect water as we know it now?
Yes. You can't have water. It is two parts hydrogen, one part water.
So water will be going away?
It'll be changing.
It'll be changing. So will it be water as we recognize it now, or will it be something completely different?
It won't be as you recognize it now, but we don't know. Yeah, it'll be with less oxygen. You see, when you have a negative pH, that's a potential for hydrogen. When you have a negative pH, that's not a base, an alkaline, or an acid. It's something else. And so if you have a contingent fluidity or viscosity base that's a negative potential for hydrogen, which means it would absorb hydrogen that it is, to bring it up to, say, a zero, which is still not the medium of the mole scale of figuring out hardness or pH is as you go, then what happens is it changes what everything can be. It moves level, plumb and steady. Plumb, bob, it moves center. When you move center, then it makes everything different. And what we would say, is the better way to describe it is, you mean the way water, when you know water now, you think that's water? No. It's just an elixir to bring poison through your body.
Is it still going to be a liquid?
Didn't say.
Ion, will we have doll-like bodies?
Well, virtually, you get the pun, virtually.
Yeah.
Is that Kim speaking?
Cindy.
Does the shoe bread have the same craving effect as the RNA drops?
Yes, it's the most satisfying you'll ever have. You can have some of it, and it's not like ice cream where you never get enough. Until you throw up, and then you have to eat more to see if that's what it was that made you sick or not. It's not like ice cream. It's satisfying. You can have some, and it's satisfying. It's the most completely satisfying you've ever been. It's amazing.
So once we consume it, we wouldn't require any other type of food?
No. This is not a less than. This is an inclusive. You should be able to have everything.
Is that Trey?
Yes.
So we won't just live on that.
No.
You know, you certainly could, but you don't have to.
You could, okay?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to eat food at all. Bob proved that already.
I proved that. You don't need food to live on.
How long did you go?
Oh, a couple minutes. That was up.
Come on.
So, I saw the outcome. I paralleled to many worlds, saw what was happening, said, yeah, that'll happen, and I was back to the chocolate ice cream.
Snickers bars.
No, I don't do Snicker bars anymore. That's little man food. No, I don't. I just do ice cream.
Only ice cream?
Yep. And occasionally Carolyn. I eat little Carolyn occasionally.
So when we get to the bread of life, and the bread of life will be something that is unbelievably satisfying, but will we drink living water, or will living water be?
You will drink and living water.
And that living water is going to be the water that is going to be changed with the isotope of oxygen?
We think we're going to hide it in diet sodas, because that seems to be the thing that's killing everybody these days. Wouldn't that be a hoot? We hide it in all the things that are killing you, so that only the strong survive. Oh. That's who's quoting early Kyler with his squid disease.
Hey, Bert, you must have some questions for Ion.
Hey, is the heart of the nerve center in the meat sack, is the heart of the nerve center that allows chromosome 14 to flow freely?
No, the hypothalamus is.
Bingo, very good there. Very good there, Bert. We got a correct answer.
That's a good question.
Just say anything. Then Ion corrects you and we find out something. Am I a baseball player, professional?
Well, you've been balling for many years now, Bob.
Yeah. Throw the ball.
I'm just going to step off the call. I appreciate being able to talk to you, Ion, and everybody.
What, is she after you? She doesn't fucking realize you should be staying on?
Should we go too?
Bert, you're deflating the energy. You stay on.
No.
It all falls probably apart, Bert. Bert. Bart.
We got to
get different names.
Bart. No, it's Bart and Arnie.
You really have to go? What's forcing the issue?
I don't know. I'll stay on for a little bit.
Yeah.
A little discipline. Yeah.
Declare your power. Take your power there, Bart.
Bert. The 144,000... helix strands, and then you said something about plus one something?
Well, that's your X and Y chromosome that makes you boy or predominantly male or predominantly female. That's the yin-yang aspect.
Okay, so the X and Y chromosome is the other part of it.
Yeah, but that's all going away.
Ion, is alcohol going away?
Never. You're going to need alcohol. It's not to get liquored up, but you're going to need alcohol because it's going to be the only thing you can use as a base.
As a base?
Hey, Dr. Dean. Paging Dr.
Yeah,
Dean.
Yeah. I never use the pager. Forget about it.
What is the pH of alcohol, isopropyl or otherwise?
I haven't thought of that lately. Probably neutral.
Well, we sure would prefer something other than a gas.
Acidic. Yeah, let me look. Yeah, the pH of pure ethanol and all other alcohols is 7, so we've got a conflict here.
Smack down the middle. So if you had a pH of minus 7, alcohol would then be a representation of a...
negative pH and a non-alcohol.
So it would be a flat base.
When you say base, that implies alkaline. I don't know, does it jump?
Well,
it'd
be
alkaline?
A pH of 0. So if it's a pH of 0, what is it?
Well, that's acidic or getting into negative pH.
But then you got
no pH.
Yeah, but it's no pH. If you can have a minus pH, you got to have be able to have a 0 pH.
Uh-huh.
So alcohol would be the way to tell that.
Okay. What are we going to do with alcohol?
That's up to you.
Well, what will be our purpose after we're, like, transformed?
It won't have a purpose. It'll be like everything else. It'll be mere pleasure and delight.
That's like, what you were saying.
What will frog water do for you? It'll make your belly happy.
You were saying last week, though, that alcohol would be no more, but you meant no more in the sense that...
As a... something to liquor you up.
Right. People won't get drunk on it.
And if it has a pH of 7, you have the potential for a negative pH, then there will be no more. or let's say alcohol that has a pH of 7 will be no more. Okay.
Yes, right. Hey, Carolyn, did you ask Ion about the barley that's not barley thing with the gluten test and everything?
You know, I don't think I did. You go ahead, Kim.
Ion, it's Ginny. I was just wondering, you know, Carolyn got that gluten-free report on the RNA drops, and it seems as though the iCell has changed the nature of the wheat in the barley or whatever that is.
It ate it up.
It just ate it up.
Yeah.
Yum, yum.
You can thank Mr. Goodman for that.
The Germainers are in the house. The Kardashian, the alternative Kardashian are in the house. How you doing there, Jermaine?
Yeah, it's the Tico.
The Tico.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
You guys are late. You've missed 2 hours.
Oh, Nadia's on too. Everybody's on.
Oh, what the fuck?
Is that Jermaine?
We were just discussing the benefits of a negative pH, zero alcohol. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
I got a question on
rehab.
Hey, Jack.
I'm sorry. I didn't think I was on. Nadia, you're on with me. I thought you were talking to me. I didn't know. Nadia, is that you?
Yeah,
of course,
it's me.
You're
crazy. What's up, Bird?
You just said you weren't going to call when I text you, liar.
Well,
Jack and Jermaine had a very interesting experience the other night at an Oscar party. Character came up and claimed he was from another world. What? Is that a fact, Ian? Do you want to go into who encountered them? Or should they ask the question?
Is that chicken?
So this is what happened. Before me and Jermaine went out, where we're like, you know, we got this little ticket that we have. It has 332 on it. 33 is my number and 32 is her number. So we put the ticket in things and we say, we're going to go into another world. So we go, today we're going to use this ticket and we're going to go to this party and somebody from another world is going to come to us.
And we said he would tell us that he recognizes who we are and talk to us first. So by the end of the night, we had totally forgot. And then
yes. Exactly. Precisely. And that's exactly. And see, and then what happens is you have to absolutely get to
Hey, wait a minute. Ion, hold it. Jermaine, you got disconnected. What was your statement? Your last statement?
Ion heard it.
Nobody else did. Yeah,
but is Jermaine gone? Did Jermaine get disconnected?
I
didn't hear it.
Jack. Back to Jack. Okay. Jack. So what happened?
Jack,
let's get this on the record.
They're not there.
Is Jermaine and Jack gone?
Jermaine always has a bad connection.
Right. You are there. Finish the statement.
This is Nadia.
Well, you didn't have the experience. So, okay. Go ahead and answer it then, I guess.
We did it. We went,
What did you say?
I said that Jermaine always has bad reception.
Okay, get on a better phone. Anyways, what did Ian go? He went,
Well, we were answering it. You were saying, wait, stop. So we did.
Yeah, well, I'm unleashing you. Now you can continue answering it.
We did it already. We answered it.
What did you say?
It was in another world.
All right.
Wait, he's from another world?
He was from another world.
Oh.
Thomas is from another world.
I will tell you guys this much. I stopped taking RNAs for a while.
Add that word for you.
And I started running more often, and I would run at least, 5 miles every time I went out for a jog. And I started having, really different experiences, where I would travel to different places, but now I'm up. It was happening to me when I was sleeping. Now this time around, it's happening when I'm up, when I'm running for a long distance. And
good. You got out of yourself.
Yeah. Is that Jermaine talking?
Yeah, we came back.
Oh,
right. So who's doing the running, Nadia, Jermaine, or who?
It's me, Nadia.
Okay, you're running.
Nadia.
Okay.
Come on, Bob.
So, I still haven't all these experiences, like, pretty much how, like, it's somebody telling me, I don't know, I can't see their face or I can't see what they look like at all, but it's a voice that's pretty
because
much...
they're kind of blurred. Their face is kind of blurred. They don't have specific... It's like they got too much Botox or something. It's a little bit skewed. They don't have predominant features. You see them, they have a nose, but you can't tell how big it is to their face.
Yeah, it's kind of like blurry. I can't really tell if it's a girl, if it's a guy.
But it's blurred. All the edges are it's like a good foundation. It just sort of softens all the little lines away.
If I'm going to go to Costa Rica just to pretty much like pick up and go, like I can definitely see where I'm supposed to go. Like it pretty much told me everything that I have to do.
Oh, it's telling you where you're supposed to go to Analeah. You're supposed to go to Cartago. For Pete's sake. Go to your grandma's bodega, for Pete's sake.
Ion, I hadn't told Nadia anything you told me, and she told me that she saw that white church that you told me to go to. She saw it, and I didn't tell her anything. She got the same message.
Yeah, of course. Imagine that. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. And the crowd erupts in elation.
Hey, Jermaine, doing great. When you guys get your TV show, you'll be talking to I on a TV show, and NBC won't understand it. Nobody understands who you're talking to.
Yeah, it'll be NBC. This nonsensical thing screaming at you about the thing that you've already done that you decided you're going to do because you already did it already. And imagine the whole wide world's surprised that you've already done that, what you've already done. Hey.
And the Kardashians will try to imitate it. The Kardashians will go get Bashar and try to have Bashar keep up with Jada Ion.
No, they all just going to marry Kanye. We all going to marry Kanye. Don't worry about it.
Ion,
that we don't mention his name, he followed Bashar, by the way.
Oh, wow. Not the Emmy.
He followed him? What's that mean?
That means that he had every tape that he ever did. He'd been to every one of his lectures. He was trying to get me to follow him.
Oh, the idiot guy. The guy who told guitar, starting the drops. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I left Bashar and him for Ion.
Everyone does sooner or later, honey.
We got dropped, so then we didn't finish telling the story.
Yeah, let's go into it. Do it, Jermaine. Finish it.
Yeah, so at the end of the night, there was this guy, and he came up to Jack and started talking to him. They were talking forever, and we couldn't understand really what he was talking about. He said, I want to be your friend. And finally clicked on me, and I said, you're the guy from the other world. And he said, yeah.
He said, yeah, that's me. I want to make some crawfish. And he gave us $40 in his ID.
And his ID. He wanted us to keep it. And then somebody came running and got him and said, we have to leave. So we gave him back his ID and money. What world was he from? Yeah. Or did we go to another world, or he appeared in our world?
Both. He was in a bit of a vortex. He was willing to sacrifice his ID because it didn't work where he was from anyway. It would have been your proof that he was indeed not from this world.
Mm.
And we looked him up, and it said that he was... He was like, just got locked up or like gotten, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
He got in a fight or something at a bar. He was in jail for like a couple of days or something crazy. I don't know. It was weird.
It was like, Bob.
He's my friend, part of the Dark Soul Union.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
That's all fun. All good.
Yeah, it was fun.
You had his ID, you remembered his name, and you were able to look it up and find out that he was in jail.
Yeah, I told Jack, take a picture of his ID before we gave it back. We got his info.
What famous people were at the Oscar party?
She doesn't name drop. Jack, don't you do it. You don't have no one cares. It doesn't matter. It's not necessary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you fall for that, then you'll be given your penis dimension. So just so you know.
Hey, Uncle Bob.
Yes.
Hey, my mentor, Claire Whipple, was on. Like, she's probably, like, one of the biggest. I don't know. She's my mentor now. She's very, you know, she's very well known. She owns one of the biggest yacht companies in the world. I told her about you, and she's on now. She says she's trying to come in, but it won't let her or something.
Just phone in.
I am in.
Oh, hey, Claire.
Oh, how you doing, Claire?
Hello.
Hi, Ian. How are you doing? I'm Claire.
Hi, Claire. Very non-physical. Thank you.
Good. It's great. Me too. I just reside in the shelter.
I can't get bloody food. Fucking.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Who's that in the background interrupting Claire?
What that is?
They're checking the pH of alcohol, Bob.
Can you hear me as well, then?
Yes.
Good. Finally. Thank you. Sorry, Claire. I'm interrupting. I didn't know you can hear me. This is Aira.
Yeah, I agree. That's fine.
Yeah, bring your whole family,
it's
Claire,
okay.
But get your question out, Claire. Get your statement. What do you want to say to Ian?
I just wanted to tell you guys hello and that I had joined in and just introduce you. I let you know I was here. And Jack had given me the number. He texted me. I did it, called in the same time they did. When I got through, I could hear Jermaine talking, but I couldn't. I thought it was like a regular conference call that you would have to click on and somebody would say, okay, now you're on.
Right.
I wanted to say hi and just, like, communicate with some like fellows.
This must be like an old
Bob and Ian, this is Ira from Sweden. I wanted to ask Ian if any of the new environmental techniques are going to be beneficial, or are we just delaying, or...
Get rid of the mental techniques. They're just slowing you down. Get out of yourself. That speeds up everything. When you get out of you, it makes it all go fast. But when you just have to do a technique, you're just deferring, as you said, and slowing down the process. Let it go. Let it go.
So I shouldn't even try to do this as my business?
If you want to, they're silly enough to give you money checks for it. Honey, tear it up.
But don't you do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what I'm saying. It's like, it's kind of like, we say, you're asking, my car is perfectly clean. Should I wash my car? We say, no, do not wash your car. Does that mean you should wash other people's dirty car? Yeah, go ahead, it's fine. Yeah. But there's no reason to wash a clean car.
Are we helped with any of the ionized waters?
You're not hurt, but you're not helped either, so
okay.
It's okay. You need polarity for it to have an ionization effect, not ion, us ion, but ionization effect. You need a polarity. Copper would help you more than your ionized water.
Okay.
Ion, how do we get out of ourselves?
The shampoo bottle, pick it up, lather, rinse, repeat. Get your step into a soap, rinse it off, and then repeat. Do it again. You want to find out? Take less and less lather to make the same amount of suds.
That's what you say every time.
And you keep asking, and we keep saying the same thing every time. You try it. I love to try it.
Hey, Ion, it's Randy.
Hey, Randy.
I wanted to know who these men are in the black suits with the black fedora hat and the old ties. Like, they look like they're from another period.
Yeah, just watchers.
That I've been watchers? Okay.
Just watchers.
And,
no problem.
What about that woman at the beach when I was there that sat next to us?
Cynthia.
She's just a regular person?
No, she's not a regular person. That's Cynthia.
Do I know her or does she know me?
She wants to, but she's not from here.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
Well, it's almost not real. If you look at her, it's almost not real looking. Do you notice that?
No.
It's almost synthetic.
Yeah, I mean, she was beautiful.
But the reason she was beautiful is because it was made. It wasn't aged. It was made.
Like a synthetic person?
That image was donned for your benefit.
Mm. Oh.
That's not what Cynthia looks like otherwise.
Oh. Almost like a costume shaper, shifter.
Well, a comedian will. But you look bad. It's okay. It would just be different. You wouldn't be attracted to it. You know what I mean? You'd be a little grossed out because it'd be different.
Like a Lemurian or something?
Good Lord, no. Not that damn lizard shit. No.
All right.
Their features are very different. The way that they say you evolve into the looking of the grays. But you evolved.
Oh, okay.
Well, that would be different. Not really different, but different. You wouldn't want to sit by it and find out about it and be pleasant, you see.
All right.
It was smooth, as in to be normal and pleasant. Like, hi, nice to, good afternoon. You wouldn't mind having a conversation with.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, Randy. Randy.
Yeah.
I have some. That person in Nova Scotia you talked about, the skateboarder, what are they, snowboarder? That was related to not me, but to Garrett Dean, whose Carolyn took the name on. Just to clarify that for you, that wasn't related to me. It was related to Garrett Dean, who is a person in Nova Scotia, whose Carolyn adopted their name. You got what I mean?
Oh, okay.
I am. What's happening with our housing?
What would you like to have?
I would like you to answer in Swedish. Can we forward up?
What did you say? You want the answer in Swedish?
Yeah, I wonder if you can answer me in Swedish.
Oh, certainly we can, but we don't part our trick.
You know what'll happen, Era? Maybe 2 hours from now or some point, all of a sudden, Ian will say a Swedish statement when you're not expecting it and demanding it. That's how it happens.
Yes, I understand it. We wanted a farm, and we started bidding on it, and then someone else came from the side and bid. So we didn't understand what was happening in the process.
You didn't want it.
We do want it.
No, you didn't.
We did not.
No, it had a troublesome and problem, and you can still have it when it goes back on the block, but he's going to lose it. There's a problem with the document. The codicil on the paper on the deed isn't right. And after he spends about 50,000 euros trying to straighten it out, then the quid will get straightened up, and then you can have a good title to it. He'll see.
Okay. Uncle Bob, it's Kim, your main little sister. I have a question for Ion. You told this lady that it's watchers that follow her that we're all black. I have someone that follows me all the time. He leaves me alone for a month or so, but then he comes back. And he's always wearing all black. He wears a hoodie, and I think he's black. But
yeah.
I kind of have to be rude for him to leave. If not, if I don't pay attention to him, he's always around me. And one time it got really, really bad where I was sleeping and I felt like he was trying to choke me because I wasn't paying attention to him.
Do you want it to smote him?
What was that?
Do you want him to be killed?
No. Smoting, it's worse. Smoting is better. If we could kill him, that'd be awful. You'd have to do away with the body. That's the key. But smoting is way cool. You want to smote him? We'll smote him if you want.
No. I just want to know who he is. And why does he always look for me?
Because you're gorgeous, silly.
It's a what?
Because you're gorgeous.
You're gorgeous.
Oh, no, but so he's just following because he wants to follow? That's it?
Yes.
Well,
he likes being near you.
He wants to get jiggy with you, honey.
He wants to get jiggy with you? No.
Yeah.
Ion, this is Gila. I have a question. I can't figure out how to relax and allow, but I decided that because I'm stuck in this routine and I need to let go, so I decided I'm quitting my job.
Is that the fastest path to your joy?
Yeah.
Then do it. Do it. Blow it up.
Just do it? Okay. And then I have another question. Who's that little girl that I keep dreaming with? She keeps coming to my dreams.
Elizabeth. Elizabeth Conway.
Who is she?
Just a little girl in between.
Am I supposed to, help her or something?
Ooh, no, that's a drag. Play with her. Give her attention. And then she can step aside because she's in between. She can't go and she can't stay and she can't come. So she's trying to find her way. Just like if you had a little kid in the mall that was lost, they wouldn't know what to do. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to help them? No. You're supposed to talk to them. The security comes and gets them? Okay. You know, whatever you want to do. Just give attention and you'll see. Don't bring it home. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Do not bring it home.
Okay, I won't.
Good. You're lending tears if you do.
And why?
What do I do about Bruce?
What would you like to do?
I just don't want them to interfere with my life anymore.
Yeah, do I have this motive?
Well, maybe.
Okay, done.
Okay.
Next.
Aloha, Ian.
Hey.
Can we get back to hydrogen and oxygen and pH?
Yes, yes.
Again, we're right in the middle of an old-timey, Old Testament, Levitical smoting, and you want to go back to hydrogen? Alas, poor Bruce, we knew him well.
Who brought up that issue?
Cindy.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, so ask your hydrogen question.
Okay. I heard last week that the element of oxygen will no longer bond with a proton. Did I hear correctly?
That's right. Did.
So what I heard tonight was that hydrogen replaces oxygen in that relationship.
It
is
will.
That correct?
A derivation of that, but yes. That's correct. It's actually an isotope of hydrogen that will replace it. But when it does, it won't be an isotope any longer. The base has changed. So, yes, is the answer to the question, but not exactly as you would say it is today.
What will it be if it will no longer be an isotope?
It will be an isotope that's stable, that does not have a half-life. It's hydrogen H197.
So it won't be in its a single atomic state. It won't be an element. It won't be an isotope. It'll be something entirely different.
It won't be an isotope. It'll be a stable element, that hydrogen, with an atomic number not of 1, and of 197.
It's a derivative of hydrogen, but not an isotope.
It will not be what replaces oxygen.
It will not be what replaces oxygen.
No, it will not be an isotope when it replaces oxygen.
Okay, so now...
Two parts have got to change. Two things have got to change. And when they change, then it will. And then that stable hydrogen, H197, will replace oxygen.
And then it will be a base... A pH base.
Well, no, it won't be a base. It won't be a pH base. It can be a negative pH.
So will we measure pH differently?
Yes.
And so it resets the neutral to a negative?
Right. We already said no. See, the same way we can answer your questions before you ask them is the same way this other process works. It's great, man.
Can scientists put a gas in a spectrometer, and would they see H197 ion, or is it?
They will if they get a prevalent argon base. They can now.
Does it have to do with the density? The difference of density? No.
No, no, no. Potential for hydrogen didn't have anything to do with density.
But hydrogen is lighter than oxygen, right?
No, never mind.
Okay.
Hey, Ion, this is Kim. I wanted to ask before the night sky goes away about the lampstand. After reading and thinking about this, when you look at the lampstand, you have the middle part of it is larger than the side pieces that come out. And it looks like when the high priest had to go into the holies of holies, he had to wash his hands. And his feet. Would the lampstand be the hypothalamus, would be the top light, and then off the two sides you'd have your eyes and your hands, your arms and your feet?
No, it's not symbolic, it's real.
It's not real.
Symbolism. It's real. It's a real lampstand. And it's part of the bigger picture, but it's not metaphorical. It's actually as it lays out that it says it is.
It's a technology.
Right. It's a technology intertwined in the human body now.
Already, of course.
It's
you had it when you were God. Then you had to separate yourself from it because you wouldn't remember when you were a little man. So you had to lay all this out in an altar and get an Ark of the Covenant and get an altar and get the blood of a lamb and get these 24 elders and get the lampstands and the horrors of Babylon and the vow of judgments and the trumpets and the seals. And you had to set all this shit up so you could find your way back to God. It's kind of ridiculous to us, too, but yet we're still in the throes of it, aren't we?
Just erase 2 hours of previous information.
What to do with the verse in Malachi where it says, may the Lord whom you seek suddenly fill the temple? When this is lit, is correct? Is that it?
When the gig is up, it's on, honey. You better believe that.
Is the key of David technology?
You may. You think about it. You're trying to make an application of a thing that you would use and make it a description for something that is. So you may use it, but it's not necessarily applied. But you may use it.
Thank you.
Good. Okay, now.
Ion, do you know what I mean when I refer to the space between the particles?
We do.
Will that change? Will the space
change? Will change.
Will there be less space between the particles?
No, you can't gauge it. You can't gauge it that way. Just like there's no time, how would you measure a quark if there's no time? So you can't. The space will change. The lines and spaces are shifting. They've always been. You just won't notice it. So now what you're calling is the spaces for, say, a chemical equation or attaching electrons to a new chemical of value. You have to have a time element to do that. Well, that won't work anymore because there is no time. You invented time. It's a false premise. It's gone. Without time, then there's no hurry. When there's no hurry, then the space between these elemental positions will go seamlessly sitting together like blocks. So there won't have to be space between any of them. They will fit tighter. It's a more dense matter. It'll be a super dense matter, almost so much so that the entire planet would be changed from its polarity. The collapse is sustainable. The implosion is sustainable unto itself. So, yes, it will implode, but it'll implode to itself. So no problem, but it will change, as you describe.
So is that like an old-timey description of the sugar cube from way, way back?
Uh-huh, it is. Very wonderful, gosh.
Beautiful. So Descartes defined science as anything you can measure.
Uh-huh.
And we just won't be measuring it anymore.
No, what? Science is only what you can dispel. Science's only job is to undo stuff.
Beautiful.
Doesn't create anything. Everything that it finds already is. Science finds that which already is. It doesn't create anything.
So it's not about never minding. It's just quit defining.
There you go. Because everything you define moves you further from your place of figuring it out. But now there's yet another line that you got to overcome or figure out or sift or seeds, as it were.
Yeah, what are we going to do if we're not figuring it out?
And start having some fun with it.
Be.
Because sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Yay.
Jack, you had a question?
I feel like there's a lot of stuff about to manifest in my life, so I just wanted, like, can you tell me what's up with Click and PCG?
We don't like the options. We wish there were more choices. Seems very limiting, does it not? How expensive is a call if you can't afford a put?
How expensive is a call if you can't afford a
put?
Put.
We wish there were more options. If there were more options, we'd say, yeah, jump it. But we want more options.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, this is Steve. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, Steve. We're glad to hear from you.
Doing those 30 drops twice a day so far, so good, so thanks.
Do you find you have a heightened sense of energy?
I do, and more calmness in my space.
Yeah, it's fabulous, because what happens is the things where you hyper-adjust, the position. Now that's taken away, so it's calmer. But now you're actually much more tactile in your body. It just seems calmer. Careful, we don't want you out there catting around too hard, though, but have some fun.
Years ago, when I'd lay in bed and look at the ceiling,
yes.
It would look like shooting stars.
Yes.
Was that a portal, or what was going on?
No, that was you astral projecting into the ethers, astral projection.
At that time, I seemed to be more into my own power.
You're more in your power now. You're so into your power, you've had to limit yourself. You think you're too powerful than you are.
Oh.
You slowed yourself down so you could be contained. Because it was one of the where was you when lightning struck the flying genie? It was going too fast for you, so you slowed it down. But it can go right back faster if you want to. Speed it up a little bit. Get on with it. Get happier. Get out. That's what we
do. How do I speed it back up? Because that's my problem. My whole body is slowed down.
You're doing the drop the way you're supposed to. Turn loose a little bit. Everybody says when you get to the end of your rope to tie a knot and hang on. We say turn loose. You're 6 inches off the floor. You're sitting there hanging yourself. Every time you turn around, you're hanging yourself. Jump. Release. Let go. Have a little fun with it. It's got to be fun. Pete's sake. Otherwise, what's forever for?
It's Andrew. I've got a question about Moray's energy device and Tesla's little box that he used to operate that automobile. Is that the same principle, or what's the difference?
Oh, one is a magnetron and one's a magneto.
Magnetron was Moray's.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
He's saying okay, but you don't have a clue what you're saying. You're asking questions. Define
yeah.
Moray.
Well, that's because it's giving me a moment to think about it. That's why.
Oh, come on, Andy. It ain't no thinking man's game. Just go with it. What you want to know, you're trying to reconvert the converter. All right, so now you got to have two sets of Ohm-laced wires that are connected. You do it from the ohm, the resistance. Once you get the ohms right, then you can have that same box and a little smaller.
What, as Moray?
Oh, a magnetron and a magneto. If the ohm is right, everything is on the ohms, the resistance. That's what it's based
on. Okay.
That's what three phase is based on, is resistance, is it not?
Pushing against? I thought we weren't supposed to be pushing against things.
But you're asking about electricity.
I know. I'm kidding with you. I'm sorry.
No. This is amazing because that's how it flows through you sometimes and then can fry you. The difference between amps and volts, isn't it? When you get amperage right, the volts will take care of themselves. So if you do relax, it'll flow right through you. If you get all hyped up about it, it'll cook your goose, as it were.
Right. More resistance. Right. Okay.
God. So your box that you're talking about is only a resistance-gauged base, and you adjust up and down from that amount of resistance, which is the control of that box. It allows potential energy to flow to and fro within a capacitated reference point of stasis.
So was it a charge pump?
No. You can charge it just like you did a switch gear. You know, a switch gear, you can charge it up, crank it up, and then drop it like a switch gear, but it's not a switch gear. Because the charging pump, you have to continually re-pump. A switch gear flows till it stops, till there's a bus stop. Yes?
Andrew, you just have to ask if you're given.
Don't. Yeah, you just have to ask, but you step one inch outside of what you know, and we'll nail you to the old rugged cross.
No, that's fun. That's you know, how am I supposed to learn unless if I don't grasp
you on exactly, like where people just let it go. We ain't gonna let it go. If you don't know what the hell you're talking about, you're not gonna chew us up. Go ahead and get it.
No.
You know.
well, I thought the Prince would use a charge pump on one end, right? So you got your voltage, and on the other end, you've got, you use, I was thinking of a capacitive discharge.
Do you do that with a Tesla coil?
To get the mass flow, the electrons, right?
But you get that naturally. From static, you get that. You're trying to get a balance from an AC current into a capacitor.
Right.
And you don't have a capacitor,
right.
And those things you're describing won't capacitate. They'll just process. You need a capacitor, something that can sustain it from itself. Like that.
Yeah, I want storage, okay. Yeah. Then.
You don't want storage, you want flow. See, you make the apple.
Well, you don't get, right. You don't get energy unless it's changed or moved in some way, right?
Otherwise, it's not energy. It's kinetic energy.
Static is not going to get you there. I understand.
Well, it may get you off, but it won't get you to a nut. That's right.
Well, that's what I was thinking. But you start with the static, you move it, you pulse it, right?
We were playing with static instead of static.
Oh, now you're joking with me. Oh, well, fun games. That's good.
Well, we have to go back to Dogtown every now and again to check in, or they get crossed.
Well, what about the gentleman from Texas? His name is not on my tongue at the moment here, but he came up with an energy device too.
T-Bone Pickens. And he actually owns it too.
Okay, I'm getting you now. Okay, that's the principal investor. Okay, he keeps talking about. Okay, all right. So, but isn't he using the photoelectric effect to get his amp flow?
No, because it won't sustain it. See, this gel base won't sustain it. It'll burn up. It won't sustain it. You can't even run three phase through it. And if you can't run three phase, then there's nothing else you're going to reach. If you start getting to 4,000 to 5,000 to 6,000 volts, you're dead.
Right.
You can't.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, you're pissing in the wind. Unless you're going to try to get your transistor radio and your Mac light to burn at the same time, but then that's kind of a moot point, isn't it?
But his device does work.
No.
What is missing? What's he not telling people about?
The guts.
The guts meaning?
The application that actually allows it to be fruitful and productive.
Okay, that's pretty general.
Well, it's specifically general, yeah. Why would we take our energy to out him to you on a public forum that makes no
difference? No. When I decided to talk to you about this, I knew that there's going to be some limitations. So
nebulous. You're going to get nebulous, yes.
No, I understand. I understand. It's like, you know, I'll have to listen to this again. What I'm missing. Good enough.
That's what you're missing.
Look at how Ion tells you stuff.
I talked to you before when I first called you,
called you up.
Bob. I knew that this is the golden goose here. Hey, Ian, that odd thing up there when I was there at the boat dock, that little thing I saw on the picture that I took? What was that? Was that just a regular airplane?
No, it was a digitized image of what your mind could not believe it saw.
Okay, that's what I thought. No, when I saw that, I thought, could this be? And I thought, you know, you kind of, I second guessed myself.
It is because you couldn't see it. The digitized image doesn't, the chip body don't lie.
I wasn't even looking that direction when I took it.
But then why would you snap it? You were trying to capture something on film, were you not?
Well, no, I was just capturing the pretty dog.
Yeah, but it just seems a lie, doesn't it?
A lot of people would dismiss it offhand because it's not that clear.
But it obviously isn't Kodachrome either, so you can't.
And the strange people that pulled up next to me.
Well,
what's going on there?
That's pretty obvious. They were connected to the little blip.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I mean, look at him. He looked like he's a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
For Southern California, was quite a bit too pasty.
Albinos aren't that white.
What realm were they from?
They were visitors from pretty far away.
More along the Founders, or?
Oh, no. Just strangers on the bus trying to find their way home.
what, they had problems with the machine here, or they were just stopping by to have a hamburger, or what?
Checking in.
Well, why would they check? Was it just happenstance that I was there?
Of course. The same reason that people go to the Grand Canyon and stand on the edge and look in to see what's at the bottom. They just came by to say, what's at the bottom? They were trying to get to the bottom of it. Just like you.
Well, yeah, but they're looking from a totally different perspective. Why are they so curious? What's so different about us, or is it what's not so different about us?
What's so different about you is you are a perfect being, completely in a composite realm, perfect. You are ascended, a god, waters of the universe, and you, as a god, separated yourself from your place of power. You're so powerful, you moved yourself away from the deity that you are. It is quite the oddity that the whole wide world come by regularly to visit. If what in the world, you ridiculous, immaterial humans and God's shape that would separate yourself to ask, have to ask non-physical, ridiculous questions to bring you back to your place as God. You were smart enough to give yourself amnesia, but forgot where you put the pills to bring you back. Quite the oddity, and everyone's kind of worth the price of admission just to come and see.
Were the kings in the cage? Is that it? Kings and queens in the cage?
Pretty much. Except you left your throne.
Aren't these beings on their thrones? Aren't they gods too?
They could be, yes.
Why aren't they? What are they waiting for?
Nothing. See, some don't require what you call your throne. Other worlds see things differently than you. A salamander is a salamander. Okay, it doesn't want to be anything but a salamander. But a salamander might go look at a toad frog. Okay? It may go look at a wildebeest. But it doesn't want to be the wildebeest. You see?
Well, why not?
Why not if it doesn't care to? It likes to look at a wildebeest, but it's not interested in being a wildebeest. People come to look at you and your ridiculousness, sis, and they find it intriguing, however droll, but they don't want to be you. They just want to see that's kind of interesting. Look at him. He doesn't even know what that does, and he's got little parts that he doesn't use. And things fall off of him, and he doesn't seem to mind.
He got little penis, he doesn't know what it does.
And they chase each other, and they have these little things, and then little thingy things, and they run around and do things, and they eat things, and they buy things, and they sell things, and they pack up things, and they move things, and they connect with things, and they tear up things, and they blow up things, and they fix new things. Look at them, they run around all over the place like the Lance Man. You're looking at them, are they cute? Honey, can we take some home?
Is our evolution to be more like they are?
Who is evolving? You mean de-evolution, you mean, don't you?
Hold on a second. We're de-evolving?
That's all you've accomplished so far?
All this help and aid that we're getting from non-physical, isn't that going to help us?
That's the God-incarnate question, isn't it?
So once we get off our duff, we're supposed to be more like they are.
You're not supposed to be like they are. You're supposed to be back in your place as God. You come back as God.
So it's an apples and oranges question, then.
How brilliant of you, little man.
Little man.
Well,
little man,
I'm not. Hey, I am. It's true. But I'm trying to create bridges. I'm trying to sort this stuff out. I'm not coming from a place of I can.
You're doing fine. You're doing fine.
You're doing fine. You're doing fine.
You're doing fine. You're doing fine. Just keep on. Keep it on.
Hi, this is Melody Rose.
I
just wanted to say hello, and I realized by something you said tonight that we had an encounter in about 1987 where you said to me, only the strong will survive.
Yeah, early Kyler. Mm-hmm.
And it completely blew my mind because I was sitting here going, wow, where was I when Ion told me that? And then I sort of realized in meditation I was having on the harmonic convergence, I went traveling with you, and you actually showed me what was going to happen to the planet during the ascension process. And I actually saw, like, oceans filled with people, but the oceans were like blood red color. And then there would be like 144,000 like up in like high places, like mountains or something. And they were like lights. And so there was like some sort of self-generating light. Am I on track with remembering this right?
Yeah, it's pretty close to that. Another good version, go to the Squid Dillies and look up God's Brogue. And it'll explain it out completely.
Okay, great. Well, I just wanted to connect. I told Bob and Dr. Carolyn that I would at least say hi to you. You know how shy I am, really.
Absolutely. It's great fun. And don't make a big thing of any of this. Make it be for fun. It's about fun. You came here for a fun time, not for a long time, because you're already eternal. Don't make it a timed event. Make it be for fun. And get into fun. If it's fun, do it again. If it's not, don't do it anymore. Do something else. Then you get to fun and do that one again.
This is Betsy.
Hey, Betsy. Go ahead.
I've been listening to you for about a couple of months.
We're so sorry.
No, it's a lot of fun. You are the fun. Involved with Advaita Vedanta, an Eastern philosophy for quite some time, and I was wondering, you give a lot of perspective from your revelation rewrites. I was wondering about the other texts from other religions, like the Vedas or the Buddhist texts. Do you have any comments on that?
Yeah. We like lots of them. With the Buddhist, you have to quench desire to achieve enlightenment. But we say quenching desire is a desire, so you really can't get that from there. The vegans, well, vegans, we like that better than the vegans. Some people eat what a pig eats, say you should eat the pig instead of what the pig eats. But that's another conversation, too. Because you can open through different, each thread and layers has little things that can apply that try to remind you, all these things that are brought forth are to remind you to come back to your place as God. That's what they do. Otherwise, they wouldn't be found in your dogmatic climb of descent from the top. You see, all these other religions and things are just little places to remind you that there is a middle ground that brings you back to the place that you did come back from God, that you have the capacity to be God. So everything comes back to that. Even the devil worshippers want you to come back to your place of God, because then they don't have to be God. Right now you've got the devil as God because you won't be.
Exactly. And in Advaita Vedanta, they do stress, obviously, that everything is the self, that you are God, you are the God. And they've also stated that thought is what creates time.
Now, hang on. There is no time, but what thought allows is the passing of it. Thought allows the passing of it. It doesn't create time. It allows the passing of it, because time is. That's not a problem. It's the passing of time is the problem. If you have the passing of time, then time's up.
Thank you for clarifying that. If thought is time and time is thought, then if there's no time, then there's really no thought.
Well, we say it's not a thinking man's game. We agree, but it's the passing of time. Good. And there is no time, but timing is everything.
Do you have anything to say about Ramana Maharshi? It was a sage that I revere quite well, and I didn't know if you had any information on Maharshi.
Yeah, what would you like?
Just what you thought of the self-inquiry process.
The only thing it lacks is the answer. There's questions, but it lacks the answer. You can't come in and say, oh, if it be the will of God. If you don't know the perfect will of God, you'd better not be asking. You may find out.
Well, who am I?
Who am I that a king would bleed and die for you? Is the one that was worthy, the one that caused the lamb to be slain, the one that made that blood available to flow back courses through your veins. That's who. And so who am I is the one that that's all for. See, all of eternity had to be wrought just for you, or it may not work for anyone. You can't worry about the whole wide world. You better worry about you. Because if you can't please and delight yourself, then the world makes you think we can.
If we're mainly space, just from a physical standpoint.
Yes, from as far as dense matter, yes.
Are we really more non-physical than the physical?
Much more. You could take everybody, take all the space out from between their cells, and fit inside the size of a sugar cube, the whole planet.
Right.
Be a dense sugar cube, but everybody would fit.
So the ascension we're striving for, we're already eternal, I would assume.
You already just don't know it. You're trying to bring yourself back in your place of God.
So the RNA drops and a lot of the completement formulas are here as a tool to help us. I love the way Jenny one time said that the RNA drops are great to help put the body in a place to overlay beliefs that we've had in the past.
That's correct. It's a disconnect, a bus stop disconnect. It allows you to reconnect. It slows it down enough to you can reapply, give new information.
Right, because you can intellectually understand something, but there is a disconnect if you're not in sync with mental process.
Some people are so heavenly bound, they're no earthly good.
I like that.
So you have to bring it back to a simple, easy way to work it, and it works. Then it works. If it does, then it does. And once it does, then it's like, oh, yeah, I was God all along. And you go, silly me.
And I guess it's a restructuring and overlaying of hearing have fun, what's the fastest path to your joy.
Listen to our words. It's some of the most ridiculous things you could ever hear in your life. And you kind of go, huh, that really makes sense. And after you think about it a bit, you start applying, you go, my stars, what was I ever thinking? And I wake up and say, this is normal, that I have to have non-physical tell me how to be God, that I am already. This is an easy job. All I got to do is tell you what you already were and get you to convince you that you were that what you already are.
And then we fall asleep again.
And then you fall asleep again, pretty much.
That's why I have to listen to you every day.
Pretty much. It's good. And do you back. Just lather, rinse, repeat, lather, rinse, repeat, lather, rinse, repeat, lather, rinse, repeat. You'll be all right. Do you forget? Look at the shampoo bottle. It takes secret life.
And Bob and Carolyn and Jenny and all the team, I would call it, is quite enlightening, truly.
It is fun. It's great fun. Just be easy with all of it and have fun. That moral is have some fun.
Okay. I just want to tell Bob, I hadn't stepped into the McLuhan area yet. That's a little kind of over my head, so I haven't quite gone that route yet. I'm just taking
it out of your head.
Check it out through the Quaker Quadrant. That'll get you going.
No, no, Betsy, it's not over your head. You just haven't thought that way before.
And who cares? And who cares?
Yeah, who cares? We don't really care.
If it's past the tiny note, what else is there?
Go ahead, Legend.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, hey, how you doing, everybody? Where's the Ark of the Covenant?
Under Bob's bed.
You weren't going to tell us. Moses decided to separate the non-physical from the physical and place the non-physical in the Ark of the Covenant. And through that period, the Ark of the Covenant had been transferred to several locations. But did Moses do that himself? Because you said Moses is his own God. Is that correct?
Yes, actually it was Aaron did that. Exodus 39:1. You've been listening. How wonderful.
Always. Is there manna inside the Ark of the Covenant as well?
No, there is not.
Is the next product you're coming out with similar to what manna was back then?
No, it is what manna is now.
Manna became something. It's the new manna? Is that what you're saying, Ian?
Yeah.
It's new. It's many generations later.
Right. Yeah, but they had manna back then as well.
Numbers 9:5.
Ion, does the staff of Aaron have anything to do with the lampstands?
The staff of what, dear?
Of Aaron.
What about it?
Well, I was just looking over Exodus 40 and Aaron's reference there, so I was just wondering if there's anything that would apply to the lampstand.
Well, it all applies, but no, it's not the rod of Aaron.
No, I know the lampstands aren't, but is there an aspect of the staff of Aaron that would apply to the activation of the lampstands or anything therein?
ask a different way, because any way you go, it turns into, are you still beating your wife?
Okay, well, let me just try and form the question properly then.
Ion, is there something that I can do to assist my dad?
He doesn't need your help.
You said he does or does not?
Does not. Does not need your help. Be loving, supporting, caring, assist if he asks. Stay out of the way otherwise.
Is he too afraid to die and just has nothing to live for? Or is it just a different question for him?
No, that's pretty close. It's pretty close. It's tactility. You want enough urine in your bladder to get you up to go to the bathroom, but you don't want to get up and go to the bathroom all night long. But you want to produce urine. You see? You want to pee, but you don't want to have to get out of a nice warm bed to go pee. But you want the function of to pee. That makes sense? There's a balance between peeing all the time and then peeing when you want to pee. But you want to pee.
And he doesn't have much balance right now, it would appear to me anyway.
Well, on one hand, he's very balanced. On the other hand, he's a little baby, which unseats balance, and it's a cursored effect, doesn't it?
Yes, I see that. Okay.
All is well.
I understand that this is just an opposition question. I feel a bit stuck in our projects and what's up.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you want to unstick them?
I would like to go forward in the project.
Well, you can't go forward because you're stuck. Back up.
Back up. Okay.
Back up. Back up. Back up. You got stuck right before everything was going on just fine, just like a pacifier. And all of a sudden you hit the mire of life and you got stuck. Well, back up. Get unstuck and then you can proceed smoothly. Back up a little bit. Not all the way, just a little bit. Go back to the part where it wasn't stuck. Go from there. Forward.
Okay.
Who's asking that question?
That's Ada from Sweden. Years ago, I was talking to the spirits, nature spirits,
yeah.
And I was very, very interested in all of that. And then I kind of get no references any longer.
That's because the beast and that element has merged in non-physical itself. It's no longer outside itself. It's part of the all. Part of you. It was actually absorbed by you. It wasn't a separation. That was an old layer separation when the wood imps would have the power and the elves and all those different things. It was another tiered level of where you'd separate yourself from your power. But those are all been combined, merged back.
Okay.
It's nice of you to notice.
So then I was wondering whether there is a need to talk to plants to see if they have new information or new...
They don't.
They don't?
They don't have anything new.
They don't have anything new. Should we learn anything from them?
No. They got nothing to teach you. You could enjoy them, eat them, roll around in them, have coitus around them. Enjoy your life. Cut all the flowers and fill your house up with them. It's great. Enjoy it. Don't gild the lily. Just appreciate the lily.
Hey, Ion, are these forms that are sort of being removed because of the new changes in the atmosphere and everything, are they being affected?
Affected, yes.
They don't even mind retiring.
Hell no. They were dragging it too long anyway.
So nature's going to start looking differently.
Well, it's purer, because now they don't have to talk to you so much. They can just be. They're very, very, very good.
Are you saying goodbye? If you're saying goodbye, Ian, thanks a lot for your performance. Very wonderful. Thanks for showing up.
Thank you, Ion. Thank you, Ion. Love you, Ion.
We are complete.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have much gratitude.
Thank you, Ion.